Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The cars are trying to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to a special edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, all about the latest in the world of motorsports, coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas, on AKA this big Monday, June 10th, 2019. Eddie Greer III, host of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, where right now, of course, we are watching the waiting laps of the Firekeepers Casino 400 here while we're waiting on our special guests here tonight. And of course, afterwards, we'll get ready for the watch the NBA Finals. It could be a historic night for Toronto Raptors. Can they dethrone the dynasty, which has been the Golden State Warriors? Of course, I'm all over the place. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, Big D in the house. As usual, we got the rest of the race up right now. The volume obviously turned low. My guy is in second in this. It's already shaped up from the last 30, 35 laps or so. 22, 19, and 4. Kevin Harvick, a couple laps ago, took 4 tires. He's what, Big D? If I count, he's 8th right now. 13 laps to go. Logano, about a couple car length lead right now over Truex Jr., so we'll monitor that situation. Of course, this special edition podcast will come out after the post-race edition of the podcast, which I will be recording tomorrow. Tuesday night is 3-Wide night, and it'll be coming out on Thursday. After this, the special interview, which we will reveal here, I'll review in just a moment here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. And so, looking forward to that, and let's just talk about preview while we're waiting on our special guest here, which is Brooke Storer, who was a part of this 2019 recent class Drive of Diversity. She will be calling in here in just a bit, so we'll be waiting here on that, and I'll be interested to hear her story. So that would be great as well. We've had quite a few of the class of the Drive for Diversity boys and girls on this podcast here. And it's been great to see here how they gotten to NASCAR. And I'm very excited to hear what Brooke has to say, coming off a fantastic year. And now she's part of that class, this year's class of the Drive for Diversity program as well, and started up her own team. Pretty impressive at 21 years old, living down there in the state of Florida. So we will hear from her in just a bit. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, we're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. And now I got my thought back, which I want to explain. Reason why I'm talking NASCAR currently, because the Cup race yesterday was supposed to happen, did not happen because of the weather pattern of rain. So it got moved to today. And not only that, there's been talks, folks, about the times of which this race got moved to. Obviously because of the Women's World Cup. I have no issue with this. This is pretty much like Monday night racing, if you will. Hey, you know, you can't have your ice cream and cake too. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you're not. There's been people, folks, that's been complaining on my Twitter feed about why, you know, the Cup race got moved to later time zone and whatnot. And yes, the tradition, if this was not obviously a Women's Cup year or Olympics or whatever you want to call it, then this race would have been moved to pretty much noon start Eastern time, like it usually is, right? But due to circumstances, the race got pushed back to later in the afternoon, which we're seeing a right down battle to the finish here. Logano is pulling away. The battle is for second. Kurt Busch all over Martin Truex Jr. there. Going for second right there, coming off the backstretch. But yeah, so I don't understand. Yeah, we want midweek races, which I am not a big fan of that. Still not a big fan of that. You know, given the ratings of National Football League, especially with Thursday Night Football, the return of Thursday Night Football last couple years in the NFL, not getting good ratings, and on top of that, getting some pretty bad results from the matchups, from some of the matchups in the NFL, you gotta wonder, you know, is it the right move or not? But in this case here, I'm okay with that. It allows folks just like me who got off work to watch the rest of the race, which I'm happy to catch the rest of the race, which will, of course, have the post-race reaction edition of the podcast later this week. And then, of course, while that is going to go up, as both the second and third place cars now closing the gap here. Sorry to bounce all over the place, but this is what you're going to get. So when this goes up, y'all going to get some in-the-moment bonus coverage of the Fireskeeper Casinos 400. Logano did have a big-ass gap, but now that has been closed a little bit here. And to boot, my guy is hunting down arch nemesis Logano once again. So keep eyes on that. Got two screens going on here while we're waiting on our special guest tonight, Brooke Storer, here coming up here at the top of the hour. Here it is 6:53 local time, central time zone. Truex got a run going up on Logano here. Is he gonna make a move, Big D? Nope, he's gonna stay in line right there. Kurt Busch falling close behind. Good run for Kurt Busch in that three. Kyle Busch nowhere to be found all race long since I came home. Non-factor. He's sitting for Bowman, another solid run in fifth right now. Daniel Suarez, Kevin Harvick with that four tire stop. Keselowski bound back for a penalty, and we got something coming up. Eric Jones stuck in the grass. Can he pull himself out? No caution yet. Still moving. Caution's out. Oh. And so Ty Gordon checking out the screen there. Eric Jones bringing out the caution right there. So possibly once we get our guest down on the line here, we could be having some dramatic drama here. And unfortunately, Truex is going to be on the bottom. So that is not going to be good for him in obvious situations there. Oh, that, and unfortunately there, unfortunate timing there for Truex. It looked like Kurt and Martin were gaining significantly on Logano here. You're getting some bonus race coverage here on the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast, this special edition. We have Brooke Storer coming up here at top of the hour here on the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast. But absolutely breaking the action. Eric Jones, rough his afternoon, actually started off pretty well. Got some stage points in stage one there as Fox Sports 1 shows it right there. Got loose on his own, and whether it's another tie issue for that 20 or not, we have the volume turned down, obviously, because we're recording a podcast right now. So that's my best guess right there. Another tire issue for the 20. He's going to bring it down pit road, which he is right now. So, but anyways, before Brooke comes on, I'd like to give this timeout for a social media timeout here. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at EG3_fast. Eddie, again, at EG3_fast. Eddie, and you can follow me, or actually not follow me. Also, you can follow the podcast on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Obviously, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, 3Y NASCAR podcast. And of course, the giveaway is still live. We got a bit to get to our goal. 50 ratings, 10 reviews, get it going, and I'll give away 2 diecasts. And of course, an additional 25 more followers at the EG3_fast city. So that's 325, 50 ratings, 10 reviews. It gets the word out of our podcast, obviously. Keep spreading the word. We've been getting a lot of comments, or not on iTunes anyways, but please be want to leave a review, please do that and participate in this giveaway, which I'll be doing that once we achieve all levels of this giveaway, 50 ratings. So guys, keep it up. We've gained in that area here over the last week and a half. So keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you guys tuning in to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, where we always talk NASCAR and other things. And the other thing, I mentioned the NBA Finals tonight here, just after our interview here. Toronto Raptors looking to do their thing and clinch on home country soil. World Cup 3.0, but it's not on a soccer field. It is on a basketball court. Toronto Raptors 3-1 on the defending champ Golden State Warriors. Big D, do you know anything about Kevin Durant's situation? There's been a lot, and I think, you know, with the team, you know, holding out hope for going for Kevin Durant and whatnot, and the reaction after Golden State losing on what could be their final home game in Oakland, unless they can pull something out and postpone a celebration in Canada tonight. This team, I hate to say it, but I'm on the other side of the scale, and Toronto might end this run here tonight. I didn't want to do it, but it's just my gut feeling. So we'll see what happens there tonight. And yeah, you said you have your hands up, you don't know yet. It's all right. We will find out eventually once we're done wrapping up our post interview here. I mean, not post, but our special guest interview with Brooke coming up here in a few minutes. She should be calling in once she does. We will take a quick break and bring her on the podcast. So thank you for listening to the podcast. And it's been a few weeks. Obviously, this podcast is not guest-driven, obviously, but we've had some solid guests on here this season. Very thankful for those guests taking part of the podcast. So definitely excited for that as well. So, and we're going to be doing double duty here because we anticipate a thrilling finish at Michigan under caution. And we don't have the volume turned up, obviously. I believe either green flag, two laps to go straight to the finish, or this is overtime. I'm not 100% sure about that. But yeah, Eric Jones bringing out the caution there and setting up for sure, obviously, two-lap dash to the finish. And Joey Logano has been the dominant car of this race there. Kevin Harvick up and down day with those four tires. He's well up in the top 10 now. And I just answered my own question. FS1, it is NASCAR over time here. We're going to take a quick timeout. And how about that? Quick timeout. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Brooke Store next.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Yes, how are you, Brooke?
NASCAR Podcast EG3 is back on the airwaves. Gainer Outdoor, Xfinity, Monster Energy, the three biggest divisions, all of NASCAR. They're about to kick off overtime at MIS there. We will jump in if we need to there for an exciting finish. And meanwhile, we have our special guest on the line right now, part of this year's Drive for Diversity Class 2019 NASCAR Whelen All-American Series. Welcome onto the show, Brooke Storr, to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Brooke, what's up?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for taking some time out of your evening to join us on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast here as we're doing a little bit double duty tonight with the Cup Series as they're going to overtime here. Brooke, tell our listening audience, for those of you that don't know you that well, I'm going to let you take the floor here. Explain your backstory a little bit, how you got involved with NASCAR.
Yeah, pretty much I started racing go-karts at the age of 8. My whole family has raced their whole lives. I moved up into pro trucks at the age of 12, super late models at the age of 14, and late model sportsmen ever since then. And last year, about September, we applied for the Rev Racing NASCAR Drive for Diversity Combine, and we're lucky enough to get picked. And we went to the Combine, and in November, they gave us a call that I had made the team as one of their NASCAR Whelen All-American Late Model Series drivers. And ever since then, it's just been such an amazing experience working with everybody at NASCAR. Everybody at Rev Racing has just been wonderful, and I really look forward to seeing what the second half of the season holds.
We're talking with Brooke Storr here on a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Brooke, you mentioned your family has been in NASCAR for a long time. How did they get involved in the sport?
Well, my dad started racing when he was 15. He raced late models, super late models, and everything locally in Florida. And my mom was always the same way. She was always around the racing, grew up with it, and it's just always stuck with us. And lucky enough, I've had a family that loves doing it as much as I do. And my dad had actually given up driving for me whenever I started racing go-karts. So we've just never looked back and keep trying to take that next step forward.
That's awesome. That's awesome there, as we just watched there. Joey Logano holding off Kurt Busch there and Martin Truex Jr. at the end of the Firekeeper Casino's 400 there. Logano cashing home another Michigan victory. Brooke, have you ever witnessed a NASCAR race in person yet?
Oh, of course, yeah. I've been to quite a few, and actually my favorite is going to the Gander Outdoors Truck Series races.
Yeah, that's what it pretty much almost most everyone says when people ask me they want to go to their first experience NASCAR for the first time. I usually tell them, invite them to go to the trucks first, because that's where a lot of the action is over there.
Yes.
And the trucks bring a lot of excitement to NASCAR. And obviously over the weekend, Greg Biffle going to victory lane after a long hiatus there. Have you ever gone to the Daytona 500?
Yeah, actually, like living in Florida, I usually experience the whole, I'll stay for the truck race and the Xfinity race sometimes, but usually the Daytona 500 is way too long, and it's either really cold or really hot down in Daytona that time of year, so normally it's better for me to watch that one on TV.
hey, that's not a bad idea at all. I mean, as a person that used to live in Florida, I've only been to the 500 one time, but usually me and my family used to watch it on TV unless we decide to go to the trucks or the Xfinity, depending on the weekend down there. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, chatting it up with Brooke here tonight on this special edition of the podcast. Looking at your, doing notes over your little bio here, you have your own sports team, racing team, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my late model team down in Florida. I race just like this weekend. I'll fly back home to Central Florida on Thursday night to race the Wheelman late model sportsman division in Central Florida. That's the team that I own, a family-based team, and go down there and just have some fun, and more seat time in a race car always helps.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helps for sure. What made you decide to start up your own race team at such a kind of a young age?
It was tough. It was whenever my dad quit racing, of course, my parents owned the race team there for a long time. Until I turned about 16, I finally, pretty much my parents wanted me to take everything over, and it became Brookstore Motorsports. And at probably 16, I was the one that had to figure out how to pay for it. So in high school, my junior year, I made sure I went to class from 7:30 to 2 o'clock, and then I had a job that worked until 10 o'clock that night so that I could buy tires to race that weekend. And I kept working and working between school, I was going to high school, college, and working a full-time job just so that I could make a race on Saturday night. And finally I got fortunate enough to where a few people had seen the dedication that I had and the work I was putting into it. And I've been lucky enough now to have great sponsors that have picked up a lot of the slack that I can't put forward financially right now because of living in North Carolina and full-time with Rev, that I can still operate my team down in Florida.
How is it just you, or do you have other drivers that drive for you, or is it just you by yourself?
No, it's just me.
Okay. All right. Just want to clarify, make sure you didn't have another driver or anything that race for you.
No, it's just my personal car, but obviously whenever I'm out of town, I always have an open seat if someone wants to rent it or if my dad ever wants to hop in it.
Okay, all right. Now, last year for you, you had what they call a banner year all around. And you mentioned earlier to me the Wheelman Series there. Explain to our listeners what that is.
The Wheelman Series is a series for late model sportsmen. They're like pro late models with outlaw wedge bodies on them, so they have more aero dynamics, like downforce, smaller or more narrow tire than super late models, so it makes it a little bit more challenging to drive. And it's a traveling series, so you're not stuck at just one racetrack all the time, and it's been a great series for the past couple of years. We haven't been supporting the series as much as we would like this year just because of schedule doesn't line up quite right, but we are trying to make as many as we can. And last year, or we've actually the past 2 years, we've been fortunate enough to be second place in the points championship and a third place in the points championship. But I wish we could go for a full championship this year, but just with my schedule up north here and other races in Florida, and I'm trying to schedule up some other super late model and pro late model races, it just didn't seem to add up this year.
All right. We're chatting with Brooke Store here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, aka Eddie Greer, here talking here tonight on a special edition of the podcast. Also, with your accomplishments, you also became the Auburndale Speedway Sportsman Champion last year. How did it felt for you to win, to be a champion in on your way up here in NASCAR?
Yeah, last year was a great season for us. It seemed like every time we showed up to Auburndale Speedway, we weren't really wanting to do the points thing with them. And the first couple races, we showed up and we were just winning. We won the first three of them, I think. And it was only a 5-race deal. And the other race, we finished second. And in the last race, we ended up finishing fourth. And that was our worst night. So we ended up walking away with the championship. And, I mean, that's just when you can add a championship to your bio, and like you weren't even really trying to win it, it makes it that much better and that much more special. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. When you have that, when you accomplish something like that and become a champion in the sport, that definitely really puts a lot of owners, people have a lot of eyes on that. So that's awesome stuff there. And a question I'd like to ask, like I've asked a few others that are part of Rev Racing, how did you get involved with Rev Racing?
Like I said, I had seen some stuff that they had posted over the past couple of years on social media, and it popped up in September to apply for the combine, and I was like, you know what? Might as well try it out. We'll see if we can even make it to the combine. And we did. I got the email saying that I was a participant. And as we got to the combine, I noticed all the other drivers and, like, seeing where they'd come from and seeing, like, their resumes. And it's like, man, I don't see it happening for us this season, like, of getting to work with Rev Racing and NASCAR Driver Diversity, Driver Development. And I was like, man, I don't think it's going to happen. And fortunate enough, in November, we got that phone call. And it was just one of the coolest moments, knowing that I was selected out of all those people that went to the combine that have done all these amazing things in their racing careers. And, yeah, it's something I'll never forget.
Pretty cool. Cool stuff. Now, kind of backing up a little bit here, you talked about Armandale Speedway a little bit on your quest to a championship last year. So then, question for you. So then, all the races accumulate there in Auburndale, or are you guys just traveling around to different speedways and race?
With the Wheelman series that I ran last year and ended up third in the points championship, we traveled around, such as Citrus County Speedway, 417 Southern Speedway. A couple of races at Auburndale were a Wheelman series accumulated race, and that was it for that series. But then you also had more Auburndale Speedway races on top of the Wheelman series. That is how we kind of went to all those and all the Wheelman races, plus some new Smyrna Speedway stuff. And but the Auburndale Championship is just for Auburndale alone, and then the Wheelman series was combined.
Okay, all right. That clears stuff a little bit. So, were you interested in other sports, or were you guys just, all right, we're going to focus on racing, put all of our hard work into this sport?
Well, I started racing go-karts when I was 8, and when I got into middle school, I was like, you know what, I'll try out for volleyball and basketball. Made the team. Was pretty good at it, not saying nothing special, but I mean, I enjoyed playing. And then come my high school career, I was on varsity as a freshman. And finally, there was coming towards the end of the season, and we were going to some type of competition. It was a Friday night, and I had to go out of state to race. And my coach was like, listen, you got to pick one or the other. And that was the day that I took my jersey off. And I was like, all right, I just picked. Here you go. And I walked out. But I hated doing that, but I will always pick racing over anything else.
Yeah, that's quite the decision there. But yeah, obviously your resume speaks for itself on working your way up towards in the divisions of NASCAR. Have you been keeping up with Haley Deegan here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, she has been absolutely phenomenal going back to last year. And obviously one of the hot topics coming out from this weekend was, in my book, I put it 3-for-3. She moved her teammate out of the way in Colorado to get her third win up in the Canaan division there, up over there. And there's been a lot of back and forth discussion among, at least on my Twitter feed anyways, about, you know, whether you move people out of the way and whatnot. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I know, as listening to her side and Derek's side and everybody, she knows she needs to do whatever she needs to do to win a race. I'm not typically saying I personally would have done what she did.
Right.
But every driver is different. And if that's how she races, then all power to her. I guess I just don't have enough guts to do that. But me and Brittany Zamora are really good friends. So, I mean, I'm pulling for her first win here soon.
Yeah, and I've kind of read up on her a little bit as well. I don't know her that well yet, but a lot of people say that she also is going to be making some moves here pretty soon. So I'm definitely looking forward to see what she does, along with continuing to watch what Haley Deegan has been able to put on here over the last year and a half. You listen to 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, talking with Brooke got a few minutes here with her tonight here on this Monday evening here. Who would you say is your biggest competitor in your division right now?
That depends. When I run for Rev and I run the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Late Model Series, I show up to a lot of races not knowing who the other competitors are, because, like, not being from up here in the North Carolina, Virginia area where we've been running in South Carolina, I've never heard of a lot of these people before. So it's like, still, I'm only 8 races in, and it's like I've got to race with so many different people that I couldn't pick just one, because it's weird, because it's like, man, I really don't know who I'm racing next to.
Oh, interesting. So it's kind of...
Yeah, it sounds stupid, but it's just what I've come to notice here lately.
Yeah, that's kind of actually, in more ways than one, kind of good, if you look at it that way. I mean, nowadays, I've listened to a podcast that I listened to last week discussed about, racing against your buddies and whatnot, and trying to... I'm a type of person, I'm a fan of NASCAR, haven't driven one of these, but I'm a competitor in multiple sports, and you don't want to, from my view, you don't want to make friends, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely not.
If you know what I'm saying, especially on race day, you know, you got guys driving around, talking with one another. I explained this on the podcast. Doesn't really make sense. You're about to go race these guys that you're racing with for 400, 500 miles, 150 laps, whatever. You're trying to beat those guys. So for me, I just don't understand it. Now, if you're away from the track, that's a little bit different. But when you're about 30 minutes away from racing them, yeah, you kind of want to be by yourself and have a different mindset. Okay, you want to do this or do that. So that's kind of where I come from.
My dad taught me, he told me something when I first started racing go-karts, and honestly, probably whatever he was racing as well, it applies to, is we don't have any friends at the racetrack, we bring our friends with us. And that has been something that has stuck with me since day one.
that's something that, I can go for sure. Yeah, definitely. Now, some questions off the track I want to ask you real quick before we let you go here. Do you have a smartphone?
Kind of a
stupid,
I do.
Okay, it's kind of a stupid question. All right, so are you an iPhone or Android kind of person?
iPhone since middle school.
Okay, all right, wow. I didn't get my first smartphone until... I transferred, until after I graduated from community college, but yeah, I'm a little bit of old school, a little bit, so yeah, a lot of people are on the iPhone, but I'm one of those that like to be a little bit different, so I'm on a little bit kind of an Android.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope, not at all. You kind of touched on this a little bit tonight, and I want to get more of your answer on this question here. All right, so how much is your success based on natural ability, and how much has come from it working hard at it? Kind of a loaded question.
It's a learning thing. I mean, you work every single lap. You work hard every corner, every straightaway. Your entire career to just get better. And I honestly, like, this season, I feel like I have progressed 100% since last year, just by getting to drive different race cars, such as like running this race car for Rev Racing and Max Siegel, and then I get to go back home and drive my car. It kind of feels like whenever I go back home to drive my car, I'm way better than what I used to be. And it's weird. It's just, it becomes, when you work so hard and you do something so many times, it becomes just a repetitive, like, you don't have to think about it anymore. It just kind of happens, and it makes it easy.
Yeah, definitely. When you work it, when you dedicate to something and it becomes kind of your routine each day, you don't really think about it too much there. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of want to go back here real quick, a minute. So you've been going back and forth from North Carolina to Florida. How's that been going for you in between races and going home, obviously?
It's good. Usually here lately I've been driving back and forth because I have my dog with me. I can't take a full-blooded German Shepherd on an airplane, so I've been driving back and forth, but this weekend she's down with my parents and I will be flying back home to Florida Thursday night and running the Wheelman series on Saturday, spending Sunday all day with my dad, of course, for Father's Day, and then coming back up here Sunday night to be able to get my car, start working on my car up here in North Carolina on Monday to get it ready for Myrtle Beach on the 29th.
And how old is your German Shepherd? How long have you had him?
She just turned a year, so she's still very hyper happy puppy.
All right, nice. Very, very nice. Yeah, you don't see very many of those on the plane, so...
No.
Yeah. what do... And you probably already... You just probably mentioned this already, but I'm going to ask anyways. What do you do after you come home for race weekends away from the racetrack? What do you like to do away from the racetrack when you're not racing?
Up here in North Carolina, me and my teammates some days will go out here on the boat and go wakeboarding. It's kind of like a little exercise even after our workout. So we all enjoy doing that. But that's about it. I mean, I can probably speak for all my teammates as well. We eat, sleep, and breathe racing, and that's all that matters every single day of our lives. Whether it's if we do go out on the boat a couple days a week and hang out with each other, or we're playing iRacing, practicing for that track that we're going to be racing at that weekend, or we're watching videos, studying of that track that we're racing that weekend. I mean, just even away from the shop and away from the racetrack, that's still all we're focused on. And whether it be on iRacing or YouTube studying videos, we're still trying to learn to be a better driver every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing wrong with that, getting better each day in your craft and what you're doing. You mentioned you got a couple of races coming up here this weekend. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I'll be flying back down to Florida to race at Citrus County Speedway on Saturday. Our practice day will be on Friday. It'll be a 50-lap event, and we normally will get about 22 to 25 cars in that race. So
okay. It
should be a really good one in that Wheelman series this weekend. The last time we were there, we set fast time and finished sixth. So hopefully we can do even better this week, and I know we can. So we'll see.
Looking forward to it. And you and your dad have plans for Father's Day coming up this weekend?
Not yet, but I'm sure I'll come up with something. He deserves everything, so I wouldn't be here without him. So we'll figure something out. Hopefully I can go get him that win on Saturday.
Awesome. That'll be a wonderful Father's Day gift, Brooke, right there. All right, last thing before we let you go for tonight. Tell us where we can find you on social media and tell us your sponsors.
Yeah, of course. You can find me on Facebook. Brooke Store is my personal page, Brooke Store Motorsports. You can follow me. Instagram is Brooke_S9. And also Twitter is Brooke Store 9. And I would like to thank all my sponsors, such as my parents, Brooke Store Motorsports, Eagle Steel, Rev Racing, Max Siegel, NASCAR Drive for Diversity, Driver Development. Without them, I wouldn't be able to live this crazy, amazing life that I do. So,
well, that is wonderful. We'll definitely be cheering you on and keeping pace with you here the rest of the 2019 season. Brooke, it's been awesome having you on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast this evening. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Good luck this weekend and good luck the rest of the way, Brooke.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast about to come to close on this garage edition of the podcast EG3. Here with you guys, the Gannon Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Just wrapped up in a special guest interview with Brooke Store. Big shout out there to Christy for setting it all up once again. Thank you for that. And again, special thanks for our special guest, Brooke Store, tonight here on a 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Just a couple of minutes here with you guys here real quick before we break this down here on a 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Big D behind the screen as usual. Like I mentioned during that interview there, just got finished there. The Cup Series just wrapped up just literally 5 minutes ago there. Joey Logano holding off a hard charge in Kurt Busch and Martin Truex Jr. to win, I believe, which is his second win of the year, if I'm not mistaken. He won back in Las Vegas. The defending reigning series champ wins again at MIS. And the Cup Series is off this weekend. Obviously, we talked about Father's Day with Brooke here on the podcast. I'll talk about that more on the post-race edition coming up here. So, again, be out on the lookout for this interview, which will be up after the post-race. So, it's going to be a little bit clockwise, if you will. Thanks. You can thank the weather in Michigan for that. But, yeah, overtime, Martin Truex Jr. could not hold off Kurt Busch there. But hey, good third place finish for the 19 team after a blown engine last week there. But Joey Logano, another MIS win there, holding off Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch has had a great year this year in that one car. And he's obviously going to be somebody you're going to have to deal with moving in to the summer months right there. So once again, big shout out to Christy for what she has done really this year in getting these guests ready for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Appreciate that. And again, shout out to Brooke Store again, as coming off of a championship year last year, and man, she's doing some good things this year, and she'll be on track this weekend, racing on Father's Day weekend, and looking for that big time when you can find the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. And again, that giveaway, I'm gonna keep this giveaway is live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, get on it, please. If you're have been listening for quite a while, or you've been listening since the 3Wide NASCAR podcast has joined the NASCAR family of podcasts, please spread the word, tell your friends. And the giveaway again, number is 50 ratings, 10 reviews, and I'll be giving away diecast here down the line when we achieve that as well. So definitely get on that. And of course, tomorrow night is Tuesday. I will be recording the post-race edition of the podcast, which will be up before this Brooke interview. So definitely excited to talk about that as well. A lot of things happen, especially Upset City in the Truck Series over the weekend with Greg Biffle taking home the checkered flag there, and Tyler Reddick bring home checkered flag number 3 in the Xfinity Series. So you want to stay tuned for the post-race edition of Texas/Michigan this weekend. So excited to talk more racing coming up. And we have other things to talk about as well, including the IndyCar Series. And I'll be discussing more about the Haley Deegan situation there. Obviously, if you did not know already by now, Haley Deegan won her third race in the K&N division over the weekend, knocking Derek Kraus, her teammate, you might add, out of the way. And that's not actually the first time those two have tangled on a racetrack. So Haley Deegan definitely knows what she needs to do, and there's what has been a hell of a lot of talk surrounding that situation there. So we'll just tease it a little bit, not gonna dive into it right now. So definitely looking forward to that, and more controversy coming out from F1. So a lot to discuss on the post-race this week. So look forward for that. Also, the Brooks Store interview will be up this week. So big thanks once again to Brooks Store Rev Racing, the driver, diversity driver class of this year's class, anyways, of the Drive for Diversity program. And she continues to shine in what she's doing. And I am definitely impressed that she ain't really, I put her family in there also, that they're owning her, well, she's owned her own race team. That is pretty impressive. Big D, let's break this thing down, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Special guest style. Big thanks to Brooks Store for hopping on to joining the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast tonight. And congratulations, and we'll probably say it again on the post-race pod here, but congratulations once again to the 22, the defending champ, bringing home from MIS, Joey Logano wins the Fire Keepers Casino 400. Let's jack 'em and rack 'em. Big D, let's go watch some NBA Finals. We out.
Podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide.